at the end of last week, we had a barge, which was a barge convoy, which was traveling with close to 1,200 metric tons of food that docked in Malakal. Now, with that barge now in Malakal, right now our teams in Malakal are working to ensure that the food that was brought in will now be moved to other parts of Upper Nile, mm-hmm. where there would be distributions which are planned in the coming days. In other parts of Upper Nile State, we are also sending what we call the mobile response teams, which are teams that we deploy from here or other parts of South Sudan by air. They get into an area where you have a large IDP concentration and they are able to set up a distribution, registration, and then they go on with distributions.
What is actually the key challenge, you know, in responding or accessibility terms?
There are two challenges in terms of access. You have the fact that we are in a situation where there's ongoing conflict, and therefore there is a need for all the parties involved in the conflict to ensure that humanitarian organizations such as WFP have access. You're talking about thousands and thousands of people who have been displaced and need assistance. Those are the people that WFP wants to reach. And one thing we would want is to urge the parties involved in the conflict to allow us to get to these people. That's one challenge. Then there is also the infrastructural challenge, which is a big one in South Sudan. As you are aware, we are now in the dry season. The roads are beginning to harden because most of them are earth roads. So in the rainy season, you have close to 60% or over 60% of the country, which is inaccessible by road because the roads are either washed away or impassable. They are cut off. At this point in time, when we have this dry season, it is the chance for us to be able to bring in as much food by road and by river transport so we can get it to these places which become inaccessible when the rains come in. And this is really critical.